Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. I have someone in the studio dressed in red. My name's Peter Apathy. I'm your host, and Debbie Brinsfield is in the studio. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Peter. It's so good to be here.
It's so good to have you here as well. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
And now that that's out of the way, we're not here to talk about Valentine's Day.
Right.
We're here to talk about a very important event in Sitka and in Alaska and across the country. It's Elizabeth Paratrowich Day coming up here on Sunday. Debbie, you are, best I can call it, an organizer extraordinaire.
Thank you, Peter.
So let's talk a little bit first about Elizabeth Paratrowich herself.
Well, she was an amazing lady. She is responsible, solely responsible, for the 1945 Anti-Discrimination Act. And she was really an Indigenous pioneer. And because of her, all of us Alaska Natives and other Natives have the right to vote. And it's just the most remarkable story ever. She's a champion of and a civil rights activist before Martin Luther King was a civil rights activist.
So you're here to talk about how we celebrate the legacy of Elizabeth Paratrowich.
Yes.
And since that day is on Sunday, there are lots of events coming up on Sunday. So you're the organizer. Tell us a little bit about what you've got planned.
Well, we have a parade and a wonderful salmon dinner. We'll have an event where we'll have a keynote speaker who is Yadakukah Dion Brady Howard. We're so thankful and happy and thrilled to have her as our keynote. And the menu will be salmon, rice, herring egg salad, and three bean salad. It's going to be a really nice dinner. And there's a parade, and the parade lineup is at 1:30 at Crescent Harbor, and the parade will be at 2. We'll march down Lincoln Street, turn left, right on Catlian, and we'll march right into the AMB Hall, and the event will actually start around 3 after everybody's gotten the hall in settled. So it's going to be a great day and a fun day, and I have to do a shout-out to the Outer Coast students that worked so diligently and faithfully last year, and they're going to be back. Their leader, Lucas, has called me and assured me that they'll be back this year, and while the dancers are dancing, they help me serve dinners to our guests. And it's a wonderful feeling to look in their eyes and see their gratitude and happiness just to be here to honor a great, great lady, Elizabeth Paratrowich.
So you're excited that this is a little bit unusual, that this event, that Elizabeth Paratrowich Day, falls on a Sunday.
Yes. So I work at Mount Edgecombe High School as an RA, and they were so amazing. I've been putting out emails and talking to people, and the 78th Annual Founders Week is coming up Sunday the 16th also, and they put us as their headliner for their schedule for the week's events, which is a huge blessing and just absolutely just out of this world.
So tell me a little bit about, you mentioned earlier that the Sunday there'll be a parade followed by a dinner, an event,
yeah,
performances. So that will be at the A&B Hall.
The A&B Hall at 235 Catlian Street.
Okay. Can you tell me, for our listeners who may not know, a little bit about A&B, the organization, and ANS?
Well, thank you, Peter. I'm a member of both A&B and ANS, and we go by A&B Camp 1 and ANS Camp 4. The A&B has been around for over 100 years, and they're Alaska Native Brotherhood, and anyone is welcome to join, and they just do really good community events, and they support the community in a beautiful, exciting way. And then ANS Camp 4 is the Alaska Native Sisterhood. And both the A&B and ANS are very, very organized and work hard for the Grand Camp Convention, which is every year in October. And we organize and do the Christmas and Thanksgiving dinners. And I organize all the bazaars, But AMB and ANS have been working together for years. And there's a saying in AMB that the sisters are the backbone of the brothers. We really work hard. And when we have functions, we give a portion of our earnings to the AMB as a thank you for them. And this helps them pay for that hall. That hall is over 100 years old, and it's in the best shape it's ever been. And that's due to everybody working hard. Chad Totell is the Grand Sergeant at Arms, and he's someone that really, truly the backbone of AMB.
So that's a good reminder that if people are interested in coming to the event on Sunday to take a look at the hall, if they've never been in there.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah, I can think over the years of dozens and dozens and dozens of events that have been held there.
Yeah, and see, the money that we put into the hall keeps it for the future generations. It's just the most amazing place. I think I spent half of my life there since I've lived here in Sitka.
Well, you've been an organizer for a number of years, and you've also held lots of offices in both organizations, yeah. Or just ANS?
I've been chaplain at AMB also.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, I've done every office in ANS that there is. And well,
what are all those offices?
So that's president. Mm-hmm. I was not president formally. I was acting president for several months. And so there's president, first vice president, second vice president, secretary, treasurer, and chaplain.
Well, since you've had so much experience with this organization over the years, what do you see that's changed? Things that have fallen by the wayside or things that have gotten better over the last number of years?
Well, I think our desire to work with the community and support the community and reach out to help people, especially our elders and people that are grieving. We allow people to rent our kitchen without paying rent and have fundraisers for their personal situations or a group situation or a clan situation where they're raising money for someone's memorial. So doing that has been our greatest joy because we keep the hall alive, we keep people coming back, and the most important thing is we help our elders and we help people that are grieving. And if you would like to ever rent the kitchen, you can call me at 907-738-4323, and I'll hook you up with the president of ANS, Ms. Stephanie Weddle, and you can come in. You don't have to be native to rent the kitchen for a fundraiser, and we'd be happy to hook you up with Ms. Stephanie.
Well, great. Well, we are just about out of time. Just as a reminder, I'm talking with Debbie Brinsfield, organizer extraordinaire. You have way too many titles for me to even list them all. About Elizabeth Paratrovich Day, of course. Again, Elizabeth Paratrovich Day is this Sunday. It's a little bit unusual. It's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And she was a champion for anti-discrimination, even before Martin Luther King.
Yes.
A beloved figure across the state.
Absolutely.
And you're celebrating with a parade. Let's just run that one more time.
Yeah.
The parade and the event afterwards on Sunday.
Yeah, the parade lineup is at 1:30. At Crescent Hall, Crescent Harbor, Crescent Hall. And the parade will start at 2, and then we'll march into the hall, and by the time everyone gets settled, it's around 3 o'clock, and that's when the event will start. But if you are an elder and you need a ride, please do call me at 907-738-4323. Last year, we had a van, and nobody rode in it. Our wonderful elders, they walked and marched with us. So, but I would like to know if any elders would like to be in the parade. We will get a van and absolutely have you be a part of that wonderful celebration.
Great. Well, looking forward to the event, and thank you so much for your work and your organization, Debbie. We all appreciate that.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me, Peter.
Right. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. This is Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. It's 826.